Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 796. That is crazy. And it's actually a little, like, secret-y side note. It's actually the 800th podcast I've done, because we have some other podcasts that were done in parts. So therefore, kind of like the numbers got off compared to what the actuality was. But it's pretty cool to know that I've done 800 podcasts, which is a little nuts. But I've enjoyed it and I've loved it. And I thank you all for playing along and being part of this. So thank you. And what we're going to be discussing today is the topic of nutrition. And the title is Plan the How. So too often in nutrition, we talk about what to eat or what to do. We don't often talk, talk about the how. How are we going to eat what we want to eat? How are we going to eat, like, when we need to eat? We don't talk about the how. We talk about the what, the when, all these things. We don't often talk enough about the how. So I want to just talk today about a couple ideas, touch on a few things, and kind of just make you more aware of the importance that when you're deciding what to eat, it is equally important to figure out and plan ahead on how you're going to eat it. Just as it's important to figure out when you want to eat, like meal timing, it's equally as important to plan out how you're going to eat at those times. So it's one thing to say we have goals, but it's another thing to create the game plan of how we're actually going to implement those goals. Put action towards what we say. So they say actions speak louder than words. You do need words. I was talking about this in a post I made on social media this morning, that it's good to have the dream of what you want to achieve. You have to dream it before you can achieve it. You know, all those kind of phrases they say. But you have to think of it. You have to then believe it to be possible. You then can commit it into words, as like whether you tell somebody else, whether you tell yourself, but there is processing from thought into cohesiveness, kind of saying that you will do it is in a way a sense of a commitment. So we know that if we were to tell other people what our goals were, it gives us a form of accountability. As we put our thoughts into words, it gives us more kind of shape and structure around the thoughts. And we can actually become kind of more clarified, more clear vision towards what we want to actually do. So you want to dream it, you want to say it, but you have to actually do it. So I've trained people before, and I've talked about this in past podcasts, to where they'll tell me all the time, like, what they want to achieve. Oh, you know, I want a pro card in this, or I want an elite total, or I want six-pack abs, I want. But the entire time that we're in the gym, they're telling me what they're wanting to get, but they're not doing the do. They're not doing the work of it. So that is insanely frustrating, since I'm a person who is very action-driven. I've actually cut clients. I've decided to stop working with people because all they did was talk. We'd be in here for an hour and they'd be bullshitting and I'd be telling them to shut the hell up and get moving. I do speak nicer than that. But the point would always be made over and over again that, hey, while you're here, this is when we do the things. Like, what you're talking about, this is it. This is when you do it. And it was just all of a sudden, the second it got hard, oh, there was an excuse for this. I had to tie my shoe, or I had to get a breather, or oh, I have a headache this morning, or whatever other stupid bullshit that just always came up all the time. They never actually did the work. They talk, didn't work. Then people do this in the diet as well. People ask a bunch of stupid questions that are so detailed, but yet they don't pay attention to their calories, or they don't pay attention to eating a balanced diet. So they'll have like 4 pounds of meat in a day and want to know what like is it, you know, should I have top sirloin, or is New York strip the best meat? And I'm like, you're not eating any vegetables, not eating any fruit, not even paying attention to what kind of calories you're having. You're doing none of the other things that are important, and you're worried about these little nuances. And people ask these questions all the time because it's easier to be in the planning mode than it is to be in the action mode. It's easier to talk about action than it is to do action. So I had a quote this morning that I sent out to my clients, and forget the exact wording of it, and I'm filming myself right now to be able to put this up and post this so I can't look at my phone. But Well, actually, heck, let's do that. So I'll be cutting this video off if anybody's actually going to watch this. But I want to. I think it's worth us going through what it says. So that's why I'm doing this. Okay. So the quote is, "Nothing in the world is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Having the ability doesn't make you successful. It's what you do with your ability that matters." So you can have the ability. And a way of us kind of changing this back to the way I was framing it was, we can have the plan. We can have the plan. We can, you know, have somebody tell us what the right, you know, macronutrients are, and should I have, you know, organic this or organic that. We can talk about all the details. You can detail yourself to death. But don't do that. Once you have an idea of how to start, start. Just freaking get started. Success is reached by steps. Not perfect steps, just any steps whatsoever, taken over time that are refined and corrected. So I can't, you know, you can map out the best journey. You can map out the best road trip, the best hike, the best whatever the hell it is. You can map it out. But then you have to actually do it. And that's what we're missing. So a lot of times where people fail in nutrition, whether this is nutrition for fat loss, nutrition for building muscle, nutrition for performance, where people fail isn't in the what to do. It's in the how to do that. How do I do the what? When do I do the what? How do I make this incorporated into my life? It's the how, not the what, that messes most people up. So one example I want to give today is I don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. Yes, I have a master's in nutrition and I give people nutrition advice all the time, but believe it or not, I am human and I have my own kind of nutritional faux pas and ways in which I struggle, as we all do. And one of the things that I would, like, if you were looking at me, my nutritional habits from an outside perspective, you would say, man, that guy does not eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And it's true. Just over the years of college, being broke ass poor and just not having a lot of time, because I was always like working jobs and going to college. And it was, I would always try to buy, like, you know, say certain fruit. And within a day or two, the fruit would be bad and I'd be throwing half of it away. I'd buy vegetables and within a day or two, half of it would be bad and I'd have to throw it away. So I always felt like I was wasting money. I felt bad about, you know, I just didn't eat it fast enough for how much I had to purchase at different times. You can buy fruit every single day in small single servings, but that's expensive. You can do the same with fruit, and that's vegetables, and that's expensive compared to bulk. Now, I know that it's not that expensive, but this was back whenever I was, like, pinching pennies, and, like, my entertainment budget for a month was $5, and it was like getting like dollar rentals from like Redbox and movies, and if I didn't return a DVD in time, I lost a whole week's worth of like entertainment because I had to pay the late fee, and that took the money for the following week. So these were days back when, oh man, it was tight. But I'm glad I went through those days. It made me a lot mentally stronger. So those times, I would buy fruits and vegetables and they'd go bad. Like, it was just a waste of money. I saw it as a waste of money, so I didn't eat a lot of them. But there are ways in which we can implement a better how. So at the time, I believed that I needed to be eating fruits and vegetables every day. So what they, you know, they say like 3 to 4 servings of fruits and vegetables each a day, all those kind of my plate and government kind of recommendations and stuff. We'll move past the logistics of all that. But one of the things that I've been doing is buying vegetables that last longer. So peppers, for example, like green, yellow, orange, red peppers, they last a lot longer than, like, I cook food every day for myself and my fiance, Meredith, and I'll make food for us for the breakfast and also throughout the day. And one of the vegetables she liked was green beans, and we bought this organic variation of green bean because the inorganic kind made her skin itch because of what was on top of the bean. So even if I washed it, her skin would itch. And the same was true of like carrots and things. So we would buy these organic variations of things. And like within 2 days, 3 days, the things were bad. But yet we wouldn't eat enough fast enough that like we would still have some left over. So we found that peppers are lasting longer than the green beans and carrots that we had to buy. Sometimes, hell, if Food Lion, so shout out to Food Lion in a negative way, we'd buy organic carrots and they'd be bad by the time we got them. So, like, we've been doing, like, the Instacart where you can order your groceries and have them delivered so we won't have to go into the grocery store. And, man, I tell you what, like, it's just, it's sad. You get stuff right from the grocery store and it's already bad. How many people know this about fruit? You go in and you try to pick out fruit in the grocery store and there's already mold and shit all over, like, raspberries and other things that, like, before anybody even bought it, it's already bad. So we've been finding ones that that last longer than other ones and narrowing our focus into those ones. We've also been adding our fruits and vegetables to other foods. So, for example, to get her mineral count up, like Meredith's mineral count, I've been adding black beans into her pasta. So she has gluten-free pasta every day with a kind of like a vodka-style sauce. And we have like a protein-based pasta made from like chickpeas, and we also have a like more of carb-based pasta, and we'll use them intermittently depending on how her activities are level for that day. But we'll mix black beans into the pasta. So the black beans, once added to the pasta and kind of like heated up with the pasta, they last longer. They blend in well. You can't even really taste them much. So it's a really good combination of how to get the vegetables into her foods, but avoid some of that, like, the vegetables not lasting long enough type thing. We also reduce the need for fruits and vegetables overall by just making sure that we supplement. So we use Now, which is the company, from Canada, just Now. And it's, we use their, multivitamins. So their male version is Adam, and the female's version is Eve, so Adam and Eve. But the Now multivitamins, we use those. She also uses digestive enzymes and kind of probiotics, this Zypan stuff, which is freaking awesome for digesting fats. She uses a lot of other supplements. And we also supplement with like a lot of vitamin C, especially like with the craziness of the coronavirus. Want to make sure the immune system is well fueled. Part of that is through calories. So you have to sleep and you have to eat. Those are kind of the biggest influencers on immune system. Hydration. So doing the big three. So you have to be hydrated, you have to sleep, and you have to eat. You do those three, and your immune system is going to be really well off. Then you add in these little supplements and things like that, and you can kind of have a better sensation or a better sense of having more control over a healthy immune system. So these are some changes we've made, and these are the hows. These are how do you do it. We know the what. The what is eat more fruits and vegetables. Okay. But without planning how, you run into your first obstacle, and boom, it drops off. So for example, I knew the what of I should be eating fruits and vegetables. As soon as I ran into the problem of they went bad before I could eat them, all of a sudden I just stopped buying them and I was done. How many of us know the what? We run into the first obstacle of the how, and since we haven't prepared for it, we aren't ready for it, we just run into it, and we say, oh man, I can't do this, and then we quit. Holy crap! Are you kidding? Myself included. Was I kidding? I ran into one problem, and I just kind of dropped that habit. I dropped that goal. Are you kidding me? That's sad. That's not going to help us at all. We definitely need to become more resilient and plan ahead and then learn how to push through obstacles, learn how to find ways, learn how to ask questions, learn how to figure shit out. You have the what of what you know you should do. Plan the how. How are you going to do it? So I knew the what was fruits and vegetables. The how that I ran into the problem was, is how do I eat them without them going bad? Well, all of a sudden I realized, okay, I have to select ones that last longer. I have to find ways to add them into my other foods so that way they're already pre-cooked or they last a little longer in the fridge. And then I have to reduce my needs so that way I don't need so many of them. So that was the how of how I implemented the what of eating more fruits and vegetables. Okay. Another example we have is understand the importance of breakfast. But everybody skips it because they say they're short on time. Holy shit. It is amazing how many people think that they don't have time for things. I don't like it. It's interesting to me. In 18 years of being a personal trainer, over 2,000 clients, 7.5 years of teaching at the university, over 500 students. It's amazing to me, after seeing 2,500 plus people, how many people think they're unique. So you are not special is a podcast I've made before. And you are not special is something I tell clients all the time, which makes me sound like an asshole. But you are not special. What you struggle with, millions of other people struggle with. But millions of other people have figured it out. So you may struggle with having time for breakfast. There are millions, tens of millions, probably more than that, probably a billion people who have found time for breakfast. How? You know the what is I need to have something for breakfast. But how? We don't plan the how. We wake up and we go, oh shit, I only have 5 minutes before I have to be out the door. Guess I'm missing breakfast today. No. What can you make, prepare, and eat in the 5 minutes? Or maybe you should get your ass up 5 minutes earlier and then you have 10 minutes. I know the amazing illusion that the snooze button is. I know that. We've tried to sleep for 6 hours or so, and we think 9 minutes is going to make or break the rest of our day. So we hit snooze, we get 9 more minutes, and we think like, oh man, I'm going to be perfectly rested in 9 minutes. So rather than me getting up where I have 9 minutes extra to prepare for my day, I'm going to sleep for 9 minutes longer and feel frantic for the start of my day. Because we believe that 9 minutes to be the make or break. How stupid is that? That is very stupid. And I'm including myself, because I know like the snooze button feels amazing. And I know how laying in bed for 5 extra minutes, 3 extra minutes, I've set my alarm for 2 minutes later before. We all know that. We all feel that. We all play that game. And it's stupid as shit. We play that game every damn day. And every damn day it feels like we need a little more. And nothing ever seems to become from it. Except for a frantic start of the day and missing the morning routine that we believe to be best for us for the entire rest of the day. So it's incredible to me how we will throw away our entire day for 9 extra minutes of sleep. You will have yourself high strung all day, high anxiety, miss food, miss hydration. You'll feel like shit, feel frantic, be panicked, be a jerk to everybody around you because you're frantic, you're tired, you're panicked, all these things. All this stuff, we ruin our entire day. We ruin our goals of fat loss. We ruin our goals of performance, our goals of muscle building. We ruin the entire day thinking that 9 minutes of sleep is going to help. That is so stupid. On top of your snooze button at home, put a sticker there that says, don't be stupid. Or don't waste my day. 9 minutes doesn't matter. Teach yourself this. You can get up a little earlier to have more time for breakfast. But I know you won't. I'll just tell you for the last 2 minutes how stupid it is that you won't. But I know you won't. So, what we can do is how do we work within the short time that we have? Well, I've talked before about bagel sandwiches. You can put bagels in a toaster. While they're toasting, you can pull lunch meat out. You can pull some kind of dressing or sauce out. I like to throw cheese on. And before the bagel's even toasted, I have my lunch meat, my cheese, and my sauce or dressing already ready. As soon as the bagel comes out of the toaster, I put the dressing, I usually do hot sauce, on the bagel. Slap some meat on there. Slap some cheese in there. Put the bagel together. Smush it. I just like it being compressed. That way it doesn't feel so sloppy or feel like it can like fall apart. So I just smush it, wrap it in a paper towel, and I walk out the door. That takes 2 minutes. I have timed it. So if you say you don't have time for breakfast, you're full of shit. Okay? Well, I need gluten-free. I can't eat bagels. Then get a gluten-free bagel, damn it. Like, quit with all the bullshit excuses. You can do peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They take less than 2 minutes. I actually just ate 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches this morning. I had 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with whole milk and watermelon. That was my breakfast this morning, which sounds ridiculous, but it was delicious. So you can make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches super fast. You can do shakes. They make those little bullet shaker things. You can throw a scoop of protein, throw some fruits and vegetables and shit in there, smash it all together, and then drink it as you're walking out the door. It can be done. I tell clients all the time, even when it comes to breakfast, is anything is better than nothing. Having a breakfast is more important than what you had for breakfast. So I've told clients this before, like if they have trouble eating breakfast, I'm like, eat whatever the hell you want. If you want to eat ice cream for breakfast, eat ice cream. I don't give a shit. Eat your bad foods first. Eat your bad foods first in the day. Rather than having ice cream before bed, when it's just going to turn into fat and depression, have ice cream at the beginning of the day. Have ice cream for breakfast. You're going to burn all those calories off throughout the whole day. You can eat whatever the hell you want for breakfast. You can eat Oreos, ice cream, sundaes, whatever the hell. It doesn't matter. So have your bad food first. Just eat anything. Eat anything you like. I've told clients to drink chocolate milk if they wanted. So if they have trouble eating whole food, drink your calories. It doesn't matter. Just get something in your damn face. The what doesn't matter. Just get food in. Okay? Get calories in. So if we know the what of the importance of breakfast, we now need to plan the how. How are you going to have breakfast? Are you going to buy the stuff needed for bagel sandwiches? Do you have a toaster? You're going to buy bagels. You're going to buy lunch meat, a dressing, and maybe adding cheese on there. Buy that in your next grocery order. Slap all that shit together in 2 minutes, and then you're eating on the way to work, okay? If you work from home, you can eat that meal in under 3 minutes. You can cook it in 2 minutes, eat it in 3 minutes, and be done in five. I have timed it. So I know what I'm telling you is true because I've done it. Same thing with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Same thing with a shake. You can make this stuff and have it consumed in under 5 minutes. So when you say you don't have time for breakfast, it's because either you don't know that there are fast options available, or you honestly don't care enough to make it work. So be real with yourself. If you don't give a shit enough to actually make it happen, then stop saying that you want to have breakfast. Stop saying that you want to achieve your goals. Stop saying that you want to be healthy, that you want to lose fat, that you want to build muscle, that you want to be a better athlete. Stop saying this bullshit lies. You don't want those things. If you wanted them, you'd have breakfast. If you wanted them, you would do the things that earned them. You don't want them. You don't want them more than you want temporary comfort, which is an illusion, because right now, whatever you do in the now to make now easier keeps you where you are, keeps you from reaching your goal. You then feel depressed and sad and wishing and wanting for that goal. So if you avoid the perceived efforts, quote unquote, pain of doing the right thing, you are simply staying in pain, but just not an immediate pain. A delayed pain, a later in the day pain, a later at night pain, when you go through yet another day not having done the right things, not having taken another step closer to your goal. We know the what. We now need to plan the how. If you know what you are supposed to do, plan how you are going to do it. If you don't plan the how, you'll run into the first obstacle of the what, and you'll quit. I believe your dreams deserve a second effort. If you run into the first obstacle and you're thinking of quitting, give a second effort. Try to find a way through it, around it, find a way to address it. Make it past that obstacle and keep moving forward. You must plan the how if you want to accomplish the what. Okay. So, hopefully this raised your awareness to it. Hopefully it got you motivated to do that. If you want any help in that stuff, you can always reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. We do offer services. I'm also just here to listen. So if you want to type me up an email and tell me what you're struggling with, I'll give you an answer back. Okay? So we've been doing free consultations that we've been wanting to turn into podcasts. Some have worked, some have not, but it's been fun to still do them. It's been fun to still give away to others information that can help them live a healthier and happier life. So I thank you for listening to the podcast, and I want to show that appreciation by offering the free consultation. So if you want a free consultation, you just tell us what you're struggling with. We tell you how to fix it. We record it and make a podcast out of it. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. It can be anonymous, but I think it's an awesome, awesome service. So if you're interested, let us know. Okay. There you go. So hopefully that was everything. If you think this podcast is helpful in any way, whether it's today's podcast or just the podcast in general, please share it. Please, please, please. So the more people we can share healthy and happy information into their lives, they can live healthier and happier lives. So it's just a win-win-win. You can share it on social media, email, conversation, text message, however you want. Also, if you like this information, you can always find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us that our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.